Welcome to Notes from the Electronic Cottage. I'm Jim Campbell. One of the big, exciting buzzwords in the electronic realm these days is LBS, location-based services. The idea is that service providers know where you are and therefore can present you with services that are more relevant based on your current location. If you have a cell phone or smartphone or even a laptop with a card that allows you to access your phone network, and you search Google or Yahoo for, let's say, restaurants, take a good look at the search results you get back. If you're in Bangor, you don't get a list of restaurants for Portland, Maine, or Portland, Oregon. You get results for the Bangor area. That's because your phone knows where you are, and therefore, so do a myriad of service providers. This can be a great convenience when you're searching for what's playing at the movies, or when you're trying to find out what restaurants are open late in the neighborhood. If you're a Twitter or a Facebook user, those services know your location as well. And so when you post a message, as long as you haven't said you don't want your location made public, your friends, or anyone else who can read your message, knows where you are and when you send it. Pretty cool. You might get a message back from a friend who says, "Hey, I'm in the mall too. Let's have lunch." On the other hand, you might be leaving yourself open for a world of trouble. That's a point that a new website called Please Rob Me is trying to make. It's at http://pleaserobme.com. This site points out that when someone checks into a social networking site like Foursquare or uses Google Buzz or sends a tweet, that's a message sent via Twitter, that person is essentially saying, "Here's where I am, right now." If that place doesn't happen to be home, the message is also saying, "I'm not home right now." This, of course, might be of considerable interest to those who would like to relieve you of some of your worldly possessions. Wait, you say, how would they know where I live in the first place? Ah, well. Have you checked your privacy settings on your social networking sites lately? Or maybe you sent a tweet from home that said, "I'm home after a crummy day at the office. What a relief." Well, of course, now we know where you live. Or maybe a friend comes over and he or she pulls out their phone and sends a message that says, "Hey, I'm over at Sam Smith's place now." Bingo! Now we know Sam Smith's address. The Please Rob Me website is sort of funny on one hand, but it's also very serious. Here's part of the site's mission statement. Quote, "Hey, do you have a Twitter account? Have you ever noticed those messages in which people tell you where they are? Pretty annoying, eh? Well, they're actually also potentially pretty dangerous. We're about to tell you why. The danger is publicly telling people where you are. This is because it leaves one place you're definitely not. Home. So here we are. On one end, we're leaving lights on when we're going on a holiday. And on the other, we're telling everybody on the internet that we're not home." It gets even worse if you have, quote-unquote, friends who want to colonize your house. That means they have to enter your address to tell everyone where they are. Your address, on the internet. Now you know what to do when people reach for their phone as soon as they enter your home. That's right, slap them across the face. The goal of this website is to raise some awareness on this issue and have people think about how they use services like Foursquare, Brightkite, Google Buzz, etc. Because all this site is a dressed-up Twitter search page. Everybody can get this information. End quote. And lest we think that crooks are too stupid to take advantage of info on the web, there's already been one lawsuit against Google Street View. Street View, you may recall, has cars with 360-degree cameras on them drive down streets and capture whatever it sees there, and then post those images on the web. WERU's building, for example, is right there on Street View, and the chances are pretty good that your house is too. Well, in one case, the Google Mobile drove by while a homeowner was cleaning his garage with the garage door open and all sorts of valuable goods in plain sight. 2 days after the video was posted, thieves broke into that very garage. not to any other garages on the block, just that one. Twice in 3 days. Google, of course, responded that Street View had millions of houses on the web, and there'd never been a proven case of thieves targeting a house as a result. The homeowner, who lost some pretty valuable stuff, begs to differ. This is just one more situation in which we notice that the world is a different place today than it was even 5 years ago. When Google or the government knows more about us than our wives or husbands, does the word privacy have any meaning anymore? Are the conveniences of location-based services, or debit cards, or online auction sites, worth the trade-off of personal privacy? Does the fact that our government and other governments pulls every phone call that travels by satellite out of the air and analyzes it and can listen to it if it feels like it, mean that the Fourth Amendment to our Constitution is nothing now but a quaint historical artifact with no weight in the digital age? These are perplexing questions, and good ones to consider now, since May 2nd to 8th is the first National Choose Privacy Week, sponsored by the American Library Association. The goal is to convene a national conversation on privacy in today's world. You can find more information at www.privacyrevolution.org. And, as part of Choose Privacy Week, many local libraries are sponsoring special events on the subject. So if you're interested, check with your library to see what's going on there. And, of course, check back here as we try to ponder some of these digital age questions right here on future editions of Notes from the Electronic Cottage.